No, but they just don't want that out there. You know, they don't want that out there.
You'd be surprised, man.
Can you say it, Mike, or you can't say it?
No, I'm good. Okay.
I'll say it. Tell me. And then I'll be the snitch. Be like, I told Wiz, cool, and he told y'all.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, this is another episode of Hot Boxing. I'm Mike Tyson.
I'm Hookah.
And who we got tonight? Babe, man.
Oh, man.
Someone I always wanted to have on the show. He's just the man today. The great Wiz Khalifa.
Thank you, man. You're the man. You guys are amazing. I'm happy to be here.
When was the first time you met Mike, man? Everybody got a Mike Tyson story.
I think first time I met Mike was at an award show. We were like crossing paths, and I think I was going to my seat and you were going to your seat. It was when I was still with Amber. Mm. And I was like, yo, Mike, what up? And you was with your wife, and you was like, hey, it's my wife. And I'm like, Mike is cool as hell, man. That's a real genuine dude. Like, you know what I mean?
I try my best, brother. Yeah,
it was really
make
good.
Me angry.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't see that happening at that point. We were just, like, walking past each other, so I wasn't trying to piss you off at all.
No, I'm a dope, but sometimes you may hear some stuff.
Yeah.
And you're pissing me off.
Yeah, yeah. I heard some stuff.
Well, congratulations. Your Fighters League is cracking.
Yes, PFL, Professionals Fighters League.
Hey. Tell me about this. What the happened here?
Yeah. I've been a part of the PFL for a minute. I think, like, 4 years now.
I think I've been there one. Who's the owner? Who owns it?
There's a couple guys who own that. But it's like a newer company. We just signed with ESPN Plus and ESPN.
Congratulations. Once you did that, you're on.
Yeah, nah,
got a
sure.
home. You're
yep.
on.
Yep, 100%. So, yeah, man, we just had our third pay-per-view last year. We're working on the new season now. The way the PFL is set up is the fighters fight through a season.
Okay.
So whoever the best fighter is in their weight class, that's who fights for the championship and the $1 million at the end. And that's a big thing for MMA fighters because a lot of them never get the chance to fight for that much money.
Oh, no.
And this is really based off of stats and, like, who's the best and not who's the most popular, who's got the most controversy or whatever going on or who they're trying to build up. So it's really good. It's a really good...
But you have to understand this about boxing, because I've been doing fighting a little bit longer.
Mm.
I know you ain't going to believe it. Sometimes the greatest fighter is not the greatest seller.
Yeah.
And there's guys that can't beat them, but they can sell it out all day
Absolutely.
Long.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want to do. We want to sell this out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We definitely want to sell it. And that's the thing about the PFL, too, is, like, a lot of fighters, their contract is up with other companies, so they're able to come over there and be superstars but still get paid. So they can bring that, whatever their stardom is, and get the amount of
Who's
money.
Who's some of your champions? Let's look at them.
Yeah, bring up some of the champions. We got Kayla Harris is one of our champions.
You got Clarissa?
Clarissa Shields, she fights for us.
Who else, the other girl? Kayla?
Kayla Harris.
Oh, yeah. Is she the USC person?
Well, she's our female champion.
Oh, yeah.
She's in PFL.
She's great, too. I think I interviewed her once.
Yeah, there's a lot of good fighters.
Ooh, crab baby. Oh, don't got the leg. Got away from the leg.
I don't know how they do that, man.
This is awesome.
Yo, jiu-jitsu is rough, man. Like, wrestling and all that. Stand-up is one thing, but...
Mm. And they don't believe how tired you get from wrestling.
Nah, hell no. They still be on you.
No, you're just holding a guy like this try holding a guy like this for 10-5 minutes.
Holding a muscle.
No,
man.
A minute.
Yeah.
What does a minute feel like in your world? Like,
Ooh.
When you're training and
It feels crazy as hell when
it's long as you think, right?
Yeah,
minute.
Yeah,
imagine a minute.
Full on when you're doing.
Wow, this is exciting.
Game and stand up, it's a lot, yo.
This is real exciting right here.
Yeah. Then going to these fights.
Ooh, go, keep it. No,
I'm looking at it now. There's blood everywhere. Like ketchup.
I think this was the last pay per view that we had in New York.
It's raw.
Yeah, no, they get rowdy, bro.
It reminds me of the early, like...
You got it, man. You got exciting fights. That's all people want to see, exciting fights. Mm-hmm. It could be two average guys. They just want to see two guys fighting each other.
Yeah. A lot of times, these fights get really technical. We push for big finishes and exciting shit because we want the fans to be entertained.
They want action.
Yeah, we let the fans, like, vote who they want to go next. And
oh, wow.
And
oh, okay.
Series yeah, as, I like well. That.
Who's like the main champ like in your clique like that's kicking ass like nonstop?
My guy's Bubba champ? Jenkins. He lost. Bubba Jenkins? Yeah,
he's the heavyweight
champ. I forget his name. I think it was that Australian cat who Ooh. Was just on there. I gotta see the names. I get a little bit mixed up.
Okay. Oh, that's what you want right there. That's what you want. Yeah, everything else rowdy. Don't matter. The fighters don't even matter. That's what you want right there. Mm-hmm. You just want them to be aggressive and fight each other.
You ever saw Wiz train? This guy's not playing,
yo. I did see him train once.
You train every day, like a couple times a week?
Yeah, I'm 5 days a week with that.
Five days a week?
But I do mixed martial arts, okay. So I do everything. Some days we'll do Muay Thai, some days we'll do Taekwondo, some days we'll do Jiu-Jitsu.
Mm-hmm. Look at this. Come on, let's watch
that's
this.
That's pretty recent.
Wiz.
Fucking him up, look.
Wiz.
See ya. Nice see little round
see
kick.
See
you. You know.
See ya.
Little head kick,
Peace.
You know.
Kick a nigga in the head.
Yeah, kick him in the head, send him to bed.
Oh.
But, the PFL came along just really organically. I think all the businesses that I do, they happen just because of lifestyle and, like, how I really get down in my real life. So just being that I'm into MMA and that it's growing and that there's ways to, you know, incorporate music, weed, fashion, just what's going on now and make all of that shit grow. Social media, you know what I'm saying? They see the value in all of that and they don't want to miss out on any, you know, influence out there. And that's where I come in with the PFL is, you know.
With all the training you got now, you think you could take Mike Tyson?
No. That hit me one time, bro.
I'm
my
not
whole
ever
body
hit
is
you,
shut
right?
down.
Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. They are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
It's time to tame your mane, baby. No one likes a weird beard. So say goodbye to all your stubble troubles with Manscaped Pro's Beard Kit.
It all starts off with the Beard Hedger. First off, the cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths all on one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons.
Plus, it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on your hair but smooth on your face, leading up to a single-stroke efficiency that brings you satisfaction one stroke at a time.
The Pro Kit doesn't end there, though. They have created 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. First, there's the beard shampoo and the conditioner, beard oil, and beard balm. You need to remember, all your hair is different.
The Pro Beard Kit also comes with 3 free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is really ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with code HOTBOXING at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code HOTBOXING, Manscaped, Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 length.
Mike, I've been using this product for my training, and it helps so much. It's AG1 by Athletic Greens.
But what does it do to make you think that it will help so much?
Well, it helps with my energy, helps with my gut health, and overall health. I've been using it like this whole off season. It's been getting me right, man. So I always take it in the morning. It's like ground up greens, put it in the water, and it does the trick. It also helps my immune system as well. It's honestly amazing. I'm telling you, I just take a little scoop, put it in the water, mix it all up, and boom.
You have some now?
I have some right here. So this is the box.
Oh, man.
And these are the pouches. It's really easy. So you open it. Oh, making a little mess. Take the water. Pour some in. You just mix them all up. So they have 75 high-quality minerals and vitamins in these. I mean, yeah, you can see. This is green.
It's beautiful, like money.
Like money. I love green. This also helps your mood, immune system, and sleep support.
Well, listen, I need to sleep. I need support sleeping.
What are your thoughts?
Hey, it tastes very healthy, outstanding.
Also, it's so easy, it gets delivered monthly. It's
absolutely delicious.
Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/hotboxing.
That's athleticgreens.com/hotboxing.
Check it out.
So in Pittsburgh, you're baby Wiz Khalifa. Like, that's the lifestyle out there, the hipster Pittsburgh. Life, weed everywhere. Like,
yeah. People smoke hella weed in Pittsburgh. I grew up.
Pittsburgh's tough.
Yeah, it's rough out there. It's definitely like tough. Super hood. And it's like, you know, there's just not too much going on, but there's a lot going on at the same time. So it's weird. It's like a funny place to be in. It's a crazy place to grow up. It's a wild place to go to
school.
You'd
be surprised. They're gangsters out there. Not recently. I'm talking about since the beginning. Yeah, 1900s, 1890s.
Yeah.
Always been wild.
Yeah, it's always been wild in Pittsburgh.
They had the best jazz players.
Mm-hmm.
Best fighters back then.
Yeah, you grow up fast.
That was a big city like in the turn of the century for some reason. The steel mills, why.
Yeah, a lot of industry going on there. And then just...
A lot of fights.
Yeah.
I mean, was there always rappers out there, or was your movement like the first rap movement? What was the early rappers?
Nah, there was always rappers. Like, even like in the 90s, like with Dre, there was like Melman. Sam Snead and like all of them fools. Like, they're from like really from the streets in Pittsburgh. Yeah. But they pioneered a lot of like, you know what I'm saying, the early West Coast sound that a lot of niggas hear with... these individuals, you know what I'm saying? Even just writing hooks and shit like that with Pac. Like, there's a lot of niggas from Pittsburgh. There's a lot of niggas who was, like, with G-Unit when they first started.
That was our first show was Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Joe Beast. He was from Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you remember Joe Beast?
Damn. That's how old I am.
Yeah,
I just bit that ear, too, so.
Yeah, so Joe Beast was from Pittsburgh. So we had definitely different eras of influential people in rap music. It was just always a little bit more behind the scenes because we never had our own sound or our own look or our own real identity. Like, you know what I mean? There was nobody who stood out and it was like, yo, when you think about Pittsburgh, you think about that person. So that took a little bit of time for sure.
What do they think about you back home? They're real proud of you, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. I get a lot of love back home, man. It's crazy when you're coming up in your own city. I'm pretty sure y'all dealt with this too. Mm-hmm. But it's like you're not cool in your city until you're cool outside of your city. Because everybody knows you. So they don't really want to call you by whatever name that everybody else calls you by. They just don't see you that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all my friends, my close friends are Mike. I'm not Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm a Mike, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like they adapt to it differently because you're one of them. And it took me a minute for them to look at me as somebody who wasn't just a from around the way. And, you know, especially bringing attention to the city. And we all have a lot of love and a lot of pride for our city. So just carrying that throughout my career and never letting that change and, you know, always implementing that wherever I go. They know that, you know, I'm somebody who's there for the bird.
I've never heard anybody say a negative thing about you.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
When you heard Black and Yellow, Mike, were you turning up? Like, Black and Yellow. Can you imagine Mike?
That's what his video, too, and he did in Pittsburgh, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right there on our
block. Weed and Boys, like, you know, I'm sure a lot of songs crossed over.
Those fat booty girls from Pittsburgh joking out.
Yeah.
Mike be doing, man.
Going on. At a college parties.
Baby Wiz Khalifa again, watching Mike during his heydays.
Right.
What was going on in Philly? Like, when you watching Mike Tyson fight?
Philly? You just said Philly, bro.
I mean, I'm sorry, Pittsburgh.
He shouldn't be Philly, smoking. Though. Why are you smoking with him?
That's that shake shit.
It was the same shit that was going on everywhere. It's like, niggas was getting pay-per-view, big screen TV, ordering fucking Domino's and 2 liters of pop. A room full of badass kids, and then, you know, fucking the parents was downstairs drinking Henny, smoking weed. Like,
the 1 minute fights was like, you can't even go take a piss.
Listen, man, when we used to fight, this is the first time I ever saw all the drug dealers came out. They're sitting next to governors, senators.
Yeah.
What?
You know, it's never the next niggas. To Donald Trump. All those hood niggas got all that money paying for front row tickets, $150,000 for like 10 of them and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's never been a Pittsburgh movie, like a Underworld or a gangster movie.
Listen, I got some movie ideas.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh always had the gangsters and they always had the greatest jazz guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love our music. And I think the gangster shit just comes as a necessity out there. It's hard growing up in Pittsburgh.
See, people would never think Pittsburgh was a hard town.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anybody who goes there, spends any time there, they're always like, yo, it's fucking rough out there.
Yeah, listen.
They're like, damn, you from Pittsburgh,
those
bro?
Those places,
fuck.
Scranton, Pennsylvania, they Scranton and all those places. Yeah. Those people with places that
yeah,
tough.
Like the small towns and shit. And like, a lot of people think Pittsburgh is East Coast, because it's more Midwest than anything.
I used to drive down there from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're closer to Ohio. We're in the southwest of PA, so we really don't have too much like New York influence or any of that stuff like
Harrisburg,
that.
Harrisburg, I had to go to Harrisburg. They had the FBI spot down there.
Yeah, we're more like Detroit or like Chicago and shit like that. Like we got our own little flavor, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Is the intro basic? Like, you got together with your crew, you decided to go studio, like, that's it?
Something like that. Yeah. It was more like, I was young as hell. I was like 16. Wow. Well, I had started working on my own, just, you know, with my dad and in my own little home studio and things mm-hmm. like that. So when I first started getting into other people's studios, E-Dan and Huggy, they were opening mm-hmm. a spot in Lawrenceville. It's called ID Labs. And that was just me going there as a high school kid, learning how to write songs, basically being a runner, you know what I'm saying, and letting that be my work for my time in the studio and shit like that. So I would answer phones, go to the store, go get food and shit like that, just basically like, you know, earning my keep around there. And that's how I was able to record in the studio. And then the older cast, like you said, is just drug dealers and fucking, you know, like hood niggas. So they understood that I made music, and they would do what they did, like, on the outside, but we would all meet up at the studio. And the older that I got, you know, the more niggas who was just in the streets, that took over their life. And then the people who wanted to change up and, you know, figure out a way to do this music shit, that's who I was able to build my brand and my label and my business with. And I still got all my same friends. And it doesn't matter if you make beats or, you know, shoot film or design clothes you know, barber, chef, you know, we make jewelry, we do everything. So it's like,
Yeah.
I'm working on a new album. It's called Wizzlemania. I'm dropping singles off of there. Like,
you have any singles out already?
Yeah, I got a single with Snoop. It's called Don't Text, Don't Call. We about to drop the video for that bitch. With music these days, you just got to keep feeding motherfuckers, like, just over and over and over, back to back. So that's what I'm doing with this album, is just keep dropping singles and videos. And then we got a tour coming up in the summer with Snoop, Warren G, Burner.
Too Short.
Too Short, DJ Drama.
Mm-hmm. DJ Drama.
Yeah.
The high school reunion tour.
Nah, we shooting a video. Hell yeah. We working on that bitch right now. Braden editing that motherfucker.
You got back-to-back tours this year, too, man, nonstop.
Yeah, I got to go on tour in, like, 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
Where you from, city?
Somewhere in Florida. You got to come to another show. It's been some years, bro.
I
want to
go. I'm in Florida, too. That's why.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm in Lake Boca Raton.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. That's perfect. It's the first. Yeah. It's the second week of April.
Yeah, they're doing, like, 33 cities, man. This is not, like, relentless when you see...
Yeah, bring the kids.
You know, you're tired.
I had my son on tour when he was 9, so
yeah.
It's perfect. They'll be good. They'll be safe. You said, do I get tired?
Yeah, golly.
What? Traveling?
Like
or performing?
Everything.
Nah, I feel like we set the tone for, like, you know, performing and doing merch and, you know, just interacting with the fans and being visible. And it opened up a lot for, like, festivals and just different types of events for people to, you know what I'm saying, be out and function together. So for me, I feel like that's, like, super incorporated with what I do. Like, I always have to hit the road.
Yo, Mike, you gonna get Taylor Gang tattoo, man?
What's that?
That's his logo.
Taylor Gang. Tattoo? Yeah. Taylor Gang.
Yeah.
Taylor Gang.
Why do you want me to get a tattoo?
I got one.
Let me see it.
I mean, it's
let me see it.
Prove it.
Yeah, I'll prove it, nigga.
Me and Logic. Me and Logic got the same tat. I don't know.
You ain't got no tat.
Yes, I do. I got it somewhere.
You got a Taylor Gang tat? No, you don't.
That's what I got.
Why didn't you never show me?
Because I ain't see your ass yet, nigga. Like, the fuck?
When'd you get it? Oh, you really got it. That's hard.
Oh, man.
You had that for a minute.
Logic guy. He didn't color it in. The coloring was a burden.
Oh, man. You got to give him that's from free like, ticket
that's
for
not
life.
From summer.
Nah, that's like a couple months ago. Yeah.
For real?
Free, free ticket for life. Free ticket for life.
I thought
life.
This nigga was lying. Yo, he really got a Taylor Gang tat. That's hard, bro.
I got like five now. I got Wu-Tang, Taylor Gang, G-Unit.
That's hard.
Gucci man, I guess.
Hey, listen, man. Damn, ticket for life, nigga.
He can get whatever the hell he want now.
I mean, we need to get the mic tap. All
right. Yeah, yep.
If we get that shit, we'd be like,
I got a Wu-Tang tat, too.
No. Oh, you got Wu-Tang, see?
Yeah, yeah. I got Wu-Tang, Dipset.
Wow.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Fire.
Snoop Dogg.
Damn.
Yeah, yep.
Mike, man, how many people got your tats out there?
I don't feel worthy of it yet.
Whatever, man.
You gotta put the official Iron Mike symbol out so we can all be a gang.
No.
And this bitch.
I'm nobody. The glory goes to God.
Don't you have
God.
Tyson Tribe? You have Tyson Tribe, right?
I don't know what
There's nothing wrong with a symbol.
He got Tyson Tribe, right?
Excuse me?
My
tribe is here with me, but I don't know if I have any kind of paraphernalia that says Tyson Tribe.
Yo, who have you smoked with, like the top fives out there? Because Wiz is considered like top five people that you must smoke with in existence. I mean, did you knock out, you got Snoop out the way? Did you get Willie Nelson out the way?
I didn't smoke with Willie Nelson.
No, I wanted to smoke with him, too.
Yeah, I know, but he handed me a joint.
His sister died.
And one of my friends, I'm not going to say his name, smoked it.
Nah, come on, man.
Before I got off stage. He thought it was a regular joint. It was not a regular joint.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so.
The Willie Nelson DNA, too?
Smoke the Willie Nelson dude, bro.
I smoke with so many, I can't even think.
Bob Marley? I don't know. Is that a dumb question to ask? I don't know. This guy's
some people I can't even say it. Shit on television, but yeah.
Nah, you could say anybody these days. Nobody gives a freak.
Nah, but they just don't want that out there. You know, they don't want that out there.
You'd be surprised, man.
Can you say it, Mike, or you can't say it?
Nah, I'm good, man.
Okay.
I'll say it. Tell me. And then I'll be the snitch. Be like, I told Wiz cool and he days. Told y'all.
Yeah.
Damn.
So you say you haven't smoked with Willie Nelson? He just made you a blunt, but you smoke with everybody else that.
You
like
smoke with Cheech and Chong? I smoke with Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, I smoke with Cheech and Chong.
But it's crazy, like you see yourself as one
who
of the
Who else
top
did we guys. Smoke that took a hit that we would be surprised who?
I don't be remembering. I'd be too fucking high.
You don't remember anybody in the show that took a hit?
What happens to me after I ate that ear? Is something gonna happen to me or?
It's a possibility.
My eyes are burning.
I'm a little nervous. Huh?
Anybody tells me.
Your eyes don't burn?
I got boogers coming out my nose.
Always happy to smoke with you, fam.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm waiting for the roller to finish rolling.
Yeah.
And we're gonna really smoke all day here.
Yeah, I got you one right here if you need it here.
Really, to keep me warm.
Khalifa
Thank
Kush.
You so much.
There you go.
See
Keep
you.
Some KK on deck.
Can I get that light?
Tell me that. No. Oh, you're smoking there.
Yeah, I got you, man.
All right. So this is going to be the weed smoking episode.
Yep. Season 5, we're keeping it live.
So we're going to smoke the whole, like, nonstop.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just fall asleep in this bitch.
and don't be doing little pulls, man. Just go all out.
Yeah, get stoned for real.
What?
Wait, can you teach Mike how to do a push-up? I don't think he knows what a push-up is.
He knows how to do push-ups.
You know how to do push-ups?
It's when you do 10 puffs, but don't exhale. So you do 10, like, it's 1, 2, 3, and you don't blow the smoke out. Like, yep. That was two, you know. So we work on the push-ups.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yep. Get more push-ups in there.
Oh, God, help me.
Yeah.
You just did it, Mike?
Yeah. Love this brother. He's educating me.
That was it right there, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Ooh, that's all night, huh?
Yeah, yep. That's how you get there fast.
Listen, I'm just happy you're on the show, brother.
Me too.
Cool brother.
Yeah, yep.
You know, we're both in the cannabis business.
Hell yeah. Yeah, how's that going for you?
Number one in the world.
Hell yeah.
100,000 stores.
How strong are those mic bites?
Well, I usually take a few. Look at the cannabis I'm producing. Look at the cannabis I'm producing right there.
That's
man.
A lot. Whoa. And you've been doing this for a minute, too. I remember you came to one of my shows, and they were like, Tyson wants you to come to see his actual farm. Mm. Oh, see, look. I put it back because I thought somebody had chewed off of it, but it's actually got, it's
that's
got the bite.
Ear.
That's Holyfield's ear.
It's got the bite missing.
Yeah.
This is it? This is like the actual...
Well, the shit,
it's not me. I didn't
it's not the
that
size
shit
of his ear. It's, no, but that dude's got a big head, so it's like...
But they have small ears.
This is the size of his ear?
Not that small, but it's small, you know, and it tastes horrible.
The actual ear or this?
The ear.
Oh, okay. These are good, though.
Beautiful.
Is it okay for him to take one, Mike? Like, he's taking one during the interview?
Please, enjoy.
Well, me to take one?
Please.
It's got, like, the texture of an ear, too.
Okay, the green googly ear, the green goblin ear.
Yeah, for sure. If I was going to eat an ear, like, that's definitely what I feel like it would, like, the bite through would be like.
You ever think about selling mushrooms?
Yeah, hell yeah. I got a mushroom company.
Good.
It's called Mr. Caps. You sell shrooms, too?
Everything.
Hell yeah, shrooms are shit. I seen you eat a handful of shrooms. That was kind of cool. I can't eat the shrooms, like, just straight up like that, though. They make me gag. Pause.
I go all out.
I see. I can't do that shit, yo. Like, that shit is intense. And you crushed it, too. You like...
Shoved it in his mouth.
Pause, bro.
Like,
I can't do that because just based off of, like, the way that they taste and they smell, like, I don't know what the reaction is or why it does that to
you. And then you got the splinters in your teeth and your gums and shit.
Yeah. Like, even the chocolates. The chocolates, when I eat the chocolates, like, you can still... It's left over in there.
No,
like,
but listen, you do the fungus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later you throw up. Once you throw up, then that's when the magic works.
Right. Yeah.
The magic start working when you throw up. Yeah. I said, whoa.
Yeah. Tripping. Shit. Yeah. I think that's the only time I seen like visual shit.
Mm.
Like when it's like you could see. The hallway is like, you know, it's what like, I'm saying? Like, a mile. Yeah.
Hey, have you ever did psychedelics like stretched. The highest form of psychedelic is something called Bufa Olivaris.
Never done that.
Never heard of that?
Nah, nope.
Oh,
man. That sounds intense.
Oh, but it is. It'll take you to, you talk to God, actually.
Is it like a root? Or you smoke it, or what do you do to
it? You know what it is? It's a frog.
Oh, it's toad.
The toad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so you like lick that little guy right there.
What? That's not the liquor.
What part do you lick?
No, you don't lick his ass. Listen, you take the bumps and you get the pus and you put the pus on the mirror and it hardens you, grind it up, and smoke it.
Yeah.
And I did it 80 times.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's a maniac.
It's got to be pretty cool then.
Oh, man, if you ever want to try, you let me know. My man lives out here too.
I seen it on like a Vice documentary.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, it seemed pretty intense. But the dude who was doing it, he seemed like a lightweight, too, though. Like, he didn't do it 80 times.
Well, listen, I'm an extremist.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. What was, like, what's the normal dosage? Like, what should I do?
Well, you shouldn't do as much as I do.
Okay.
But the shaman would know how much to give you.
Right.
You have to do it with a shaman, because...
It's like a process, right?
Nah, listen, right? Once you're done with it, you might be crying. Listen, you do things you don't know you're doing because you're out. But the first thing that happens, you do it, you hold it for 10 seconds, the smoke go up, your soul go to heaven, your body goes down, and you start experiencing ego death, you know? Dealing with the fear of that, dealing with, at the end, dealing with the pleasure of it. And then once I awakened from it, I said, hey, I was crying, it was just so beautiful at the end of it. You were like dissolving into nothing.
Yeah.
I said, let me do that again, because I didn't comprehend it. It was just so mind-boggling the first time. I said, hey, I have to try that again.
So how long does it last for?
20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But it takes you straight to God.
So it's like an extreme high, and then you're like back to normal, and then you just like gathering yourself.
Then once you come back, life's a disappointment.
Yeah, because you're not like,
Oh, you're so sad. You say, let me do it again. Oh, it's so, you can never, I can't even articulate it.
It makes sense, though.
What's your thoughts on the legalization of it? Is it going to be like everywhere?
Hey, the toad? Legalization of toad?
I'm talking about weed, right? But listen, it's going to we can't stop it. It's going to run all over us. It's going to destroy us.
I think it's all good in the right amounts. Like, because even if you smoke too much pot, like, you can get freaked out and have, like, a crazy experience. But either you're going to learn how to handle that certain amount, like, by trying more and more, or you just learn what is appropriate and what's not. Mm. And I think, like, that's what the new game of marijuana is all about, is just teaching, like, responsible use of it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, what everybody else is doing for themselves personally, that's what works for that person. So it's like just to encourage people to do it responsibly for you, like whatever works for you. And then, you know, everybody can smoke as much weed or eat as many, you know, ears as they want to. And it'll be good. And I believe in like the rituals and the toad and the psychedelics and things like that. Because like you said, it gives you an experience that you could take with you for the rest of your life. Like a lot of people, it cures a lot of addictions and past trauma as well. Like those are things that I've heard that is really good for, as well as, you know, catapulting you into your better future self.
Those are just symptoms they found out they can use with it. Mm-hmm. But what it's truly for is to prepare you for death. Mm-hmm. That's what it's true. That's the purpose of all psychedelics, mm-hmm. preparing us for death.
Right. Right.
So it's not the same like when you go to like South America, or you go to like...
What do you mean the same?
What's that thing that they do where you lay over your...
Ayahuasca.
Girl? Yeah, ayahuasca. Is that the same?
That a couple of times, but that's a lot of work.
That's a lot. Okay.
You got to drink that stuff, and you might be belching and farting all day. See, I don't like that. That's a lot of work. The toad takes you straight to God.
See ya.
Yeah. Like, straight like, there. The toad takes you straight to God.
I didn't know ayahuasca made you like fart and shit. I didn't know that. They didn't tell me that.
Yeah, the farting part? I haven't heard of that either.
It'll make you fart and belt.
People need to know that more.
Yo, what is it?
Shitting and farting. On that ayahuasca.
I mean, you seem to be enjoying weed. There ever been a bad moment, like when you were young, or do you remember? That was
some weed. Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, like explain. Yo, Mike, I want your story also. Anything bad for weed that you're like, what the fuck?
I don't think it was bad, but one day I have to stand up for this shit.
Yo, where you going, Mike?
I'm smoking weed, man. I'm standing up.
Yeah.
And I'm into it. And it hit me, and I'm like, oh, whoa. Yeah, and my man was looking at me, he said, gotcha. Uh-huh. Gotcha.
No, yeah. I seen some fools.
You seen some stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Nah, for real. They're like, eyes just go in the back of their head. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, nah, really?
Off of the weed or a dab. Hint, hint. Mr. Stretcher. But nah, I never really had too many bad trips or anything like that. Like, when I was younger, I remember just, like, bugging out a little bit, being on the couch. You know what I mean? All the homies.
Smiling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, little shit like that.
Half baked and all that shit.
Yeah, nothing too crazy, man. I always felt like my tolerance was, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was always one of the ones who, like, made sure. And I only smoke weed. I don't do anything else.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm only on pot. I'm just having a good time. Like, you know what I mean?
That's just the beginning. The East Coast, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's the Miami thing? There's a lot of politics over there? In Florida?
Florida's cool. Okay. I think they only do medicinal in Florida. There's recreational some other places. I like that everybody's becoming so liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah, like nobody really cares about that shit no more. Nobody.
Well, some people still do. Some people still do.
Yeah.
The radical shit, you know?
Well, listen, they really don't believe it, but their laws do.
That's what makes more sense to me, is like the laws. But. You know,
people.
I think the more you like travel and shit, the more you notice there's like people doing way worse shit.
Listen, people
smoking a joint.
People 80 years old never smoked weed a day in their life, then they start smoking weed, and they wish they did it when they were younger.
True, hell yeah.
I mean, both of you guys are parents. How is weed with kids? I know my kids are older, but
I don't think my kids mess around much. Maybe my oldest son.
I smoked with my mom.
Yeah,
when I was growing up, but like I don't see myself you know, pushing my kid to, you know what I mean? Like, you go whatever direction you want to go in. And I feel like whatever's cool at that time, that's what they're going to do. As long as
I agree, too.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I agree, too.
Yeah, I keep them away from, like, you know, abusing, you know, different types of shit, prescription drugs and all that shit that becomes accessible when you're a teen. And, you know, just try to keep them in, on the right path of what's,
everybody,
what's
yeah.
healthy and what's not. Yeah, yep.
So you're Daddy Wiz, and you got the neighbors, you got the parent-teacher night. Well, how do other parents see you? Like, they're like, yo.
I don't know, man.
Do the kids come to your crib to play with your kids? Like,
Yeah.
Oh, they do? Okay.
We do sleepovers. Right. Birthday parties is lit. I take the kids out. We go to the movies. We go to Sky Zone.
Okay.
I definitely pull up to the parent-teacher conferences and all of that shit. I mean, you know.
I have to do that stuff as well.
Operate like a normal person would. Like,
you ever,
if it frees
you
out,
you ever went to daughter daddy dance?
Oh, nah, nope.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Nah, hell no. Not yet.
It is what it is, right?
It sounds fun.
You dance, Mike?
Absolutely.
Wow. You gotta get down. You gotta boogie.
Yeah, you
got
boogie in there. Yeah, but you can't play right. You only did a dance.
Yeah, reputation's on the line.
Does having a kid change the way you look at success? Like, is all that other shit don't mean shit no more once you saw your kid come into the picture?
Not really, like, how you look at success.
Yeah.
You just value different shit, like, you know. And then, like, your lifestyle changes, too. You know what I'm saying?
So is time more valuable for you? Time?
I wouldn't say time is more valuable, because I've always valued time. And I just think, like, I think just monitoring... Yeah, like changing my lifestyle so that he could have a good lifestyle. Like, that's the main thing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I took the punches, for they would never have to take the punches.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's the main thing that I get out of it.
How many times you said Mike Tyson in your bars?
What bars?
Yeah, you know, these guys making like 500 songs.
Hey, listen, right? Oh, there's a bar. I said bars, like drinking bars.
Oh, no, like lyrics. Oh. Like.
This like nigga Tyson want me to say how many times.
I don't know, nigga.
Maybe once or twice. Yeah. Probably I had to.
You don't have to answer that nigga with.
I entertain this fool.
Thank you.
Because we're friends. I know he don't got nothing else to talk about.
Nothing else. He starts shit all the time. Leave people
so
alone.
You're going to tell me that the hundreds of rappers out there don't say your name in songs. That's all you're telling me, Mike.
Hey, listen, right?
Can we get cannabis over here? Like, you were, like, in his record.
But listen, right? I don't know. I'm grateful. I don't know why anybody wants my autograph, why they want, you know, I'm just who I am. I'm not malevolent. I'm not cool. I'm not crazy. I am who I am.
Man. It's crazy that. Do you find it weird that it's bugged that you're sitting with this guy? We used to watch him when we were young.
Come on, man. Leave me alone.
I think it's awesome that.
That's crazy.
Tell him to leave you the fuck alone.
I think it's awesome that you look as good as you do, you feel as good as you do, you're moving good, you're out here, you know, producing new businesses and products, and you got this whole production here. A lot of people can't pivot, or, you know what I mean, don't know how to own their brand and use that throughout their career.
Well, you know, I want to be up more than anybody wants me to be down.
Yeah, and that's that. I look up to that because I'm only 35 years old, so I know at 45 years old, I'm going to have to be doing something. At 55 years old, I'm going to have to be doing something. 65, so
hey, listen,
I have to look up to people who I've seen transition throughout their career.
Listen, you got the light, brother. It's going to come all to you.
Hell yeah. I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's coming.
Super young over here, man.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm an OG, fam. What are you talking
all
to?
All day. OG all day.
Speaking of OGs, linking up with Juicy J.
Yeah.
Like, Juicy J.
Who was first? Yeah.
What you mean?
And the Tele Gang. Who was first?
Like, Juicy J.
Like, everybody just got together.
Yeah, Juicy was first. I met Juicy when I was on Wake and Bacon tour. Then Snoop. And then Ty. No. Burner. Actually, Burner was the first one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, OG Burn.
That's crazy.
Burner's in the weed business, too.
Yeah, Burner put me onto the weed game.
He's kicking ass.
Burner put me on everything I know about weed.
I think he's on Forbes magazine.
He is Forbes on Forbes. Uh-huh. Yep. Burner, Big Burn, man. Shout out to Big Burn. That's one of my best friends.
All day, Big Burn.
Yeah, yep. But yeah, I remember he brought a plant. It was when he was doing Cherry Pie. That was his one of his favorite strains and one of his most famous strains at the time. Mm. Brought that bitch out on stage in front of everybody. And then trimmed it and gave me all the weed while I was on tour. I'm like, bro, this is the realest nigga in the world.
That's why he's the realest nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Studio-wise, you know, next project, you kidnapping him, obviously, the usual suspects. I know I leaked a couple new songs.
I got Snoop on the album. I got Ty on the album. I got 24 Hours on the album. I got Anderson .Paak on the album. And I think that's it. I might be forgetting somebody.
You tell me this, who's the baddest nigga out there on the flow?
What you mean, like rapping?
Yeah.
My favorite rapper out of me and all of my homies is Currency.
Who's Currency?
Yeah, my partner Spitta.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He's probably like the illest out of all of us, in my opinion.
Go for him.
Yeah, Spitta's hard. I mean, his Currency is his name, but his nickname is Spitta. Yeah, yeah. That's probably the illest one out of all of us.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Bad niggas, right? This your crew?
Yeah, yep. Well, it's my partner. He Jet Life, but Jet Life Taylor Gang. And he smokes hella weed.
Yeah.
Shit ton.
I never could do that. How do you do it? You could spit?
I mean, I spit on a chick's
hand. That's God gifted, man, to be able to do that.
He's always been like the homie back then, like studio homie, like the beginnings, like mixtapes and everything, Currency or?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. Especially like on the most influential times of me coming up. He had done a lot of work with Master P and Wayne. So he had already built a following, but people really didn't know me all like that. So when I was coming into it, I was just kind of, you know, learning and also bringing, you know, what I knew about social media and the internet and things like that. And the blog era was a really, you know, big time for us to just kind of show people, you know, our code and our slang and how we dress and the things that we thought was cool, still think are cool.
Crazy, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he used to tell me how his style was so different that people just never understood him when he first came out.
Yeah, he's got like a really unorthodox flow and the things that he talks about, you gotta know that shit. Mm. Like, you gotta like watch those movies or like know those cars or those shoes or like whatever it is. So it sounds like a foreign language to some people. Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it don't turn them off, but you gotta really be up on the shit that he's talking about to understand it. And when you do know what he's saying, then you know you can speak that language with him.
I mean, your favorite, Max B.
Yeah, yep.
That's your influence, huh?
I got a lot of influences. But nah, I love Max B. His attitude, like, you know what I mean? He just had a really dope, like, just real in-your-face, real confidence. You know what I mean? I looked up to that. I look up to his melodies, like how he used melody and rap and his consistency, too. Like, dude had, like, 28 mixtapes before he went to jail. Mm. And, like, just, you know what I mean? In that point in my life, it was like, that's a dude that I could relate to because I'm like, man, I'm trying to go that hard too. Like, I want to be in people's faces too. I'm that confident about my music as well. Like, you know what I mean? So I think at that point, he was like really still an underground artist, but people like me and Currency and a couple other people, we like really, you know, gravitated towards him and seeing like the polish in all of that.
So what did you do to become very very famous worldwide?
Yeah. My thing was the internet. Yeah. I came up like right when Twitter first started. Mm. There was no Twitter before. It was MySpace, you know what I mean? And MySpace was cool, but you really couldn't get in touch with each fan. And then I remember when I was graduating high school is when YouTube first came out as well. And putting those two together, you know, connecting with my fans, building a fan base, giving them a name, being like, this is who you are if you follow me, and keeping them updated on every step of the way, you know, through YouTube, editing my own videos, shooting my own music videos, making my own content.
Yeah,
I just was always in charge of my own marketing and distributing that shit. So as soon as I figured out how to do that and that there was nobody else better at that than me for myself, I was able to just, you know, keep my foot on the gas until, you know, freaking, you know, I think it transitioned from me doing mixtapes and being underground, doing shows, doing festivals and things like that, to writing hits and songs that actually transition to the radio and actually cross over and make people want to sing them and, you know, repeat them over and over. So, just a process.
Was that your thing back then, or was that a Pittsburgh thing, like rapping over those classic, like old school songs that nobody, everybody's too gangster to get on?
But you mean like funk beats and shit like that?
Funk beats, pop
songs.
Nah,
I don't think that's really like a Pittsburgh thing.
But you had a lot of classics, like Mac Miller, did all the
That was definitely like a me thing. You know what I'm saying? Like Pittsburgh is more rowdy. They like more hood shit. Yeah. Like that's where the Juicy influence comes from, like 3-6 Mafia. And like, you know, Gucci and Walker was real big.
And when I was younger, that's how Eazy-E and Public Enemy was.
Mm-hmm.
It's hardcore.
Yeah. They were like super trapped out. And me, I always like to blend music. I like funk music. I like pop. I like R&B. I love oldies. Like I grew up, my dad listened to Patti LaBelle and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I never let that go. Or I never let, just because I'm from a hard neighborhood, that I don't like, you know, Blink 182 still, like, you know what I mean? So like I incorporated that in my music, and you know, you get people who talk shit on you, like, oh, you sound like this, or you think you're that color or whatever. But for me, I always wanted to make big music and crossover music. Like, I think when you grow up in hip hop, you have to learn the fundamentals, and that's really rapping, punchlines, metaphors, and things like that. But then you grow and you start to learn songwriting and bar structure and just, you know, different things that are still the same skill, but it's not just hip-hop. And when I was able to show those skills is when I was able to cross over and become, you know, the international superstar.
When was your best concert, you think?
Yeah.
Sunday?
Yeah.
They just get better and better.
How many people?
I don't even know. I think it might have been like close to 50 or 100,000 people out there. Yeah, we do a lot of festivals. I think I did a show in China that was pretty dope because clearly they don't fucking speak English, but they were singing like multiple of my songs. And I was like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like to be in a place where they speak zero English and have a huge crowd sing the words along with you. So that's pretty inspiring and fun to watch go down.
Man, I always ask them, like, how does it feel when you see, like, 100 million monthly listeners on your shit like that?
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, kind of crazy? Like
very humbling, huh?
Yeah. I mean, these days, like, the numbers are kind of cooked anyway.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I don't have, like, a real fan base, but I don't really rely on the numbers. You know what I mean? Like, I rely on if I start a project and I see how it grows on its own or like organically, you know, what I'm
saying? Watching it,
watching it happen, and it could be a month or it could be, you know, a couple years, you know what I'm saying?
Numbers.
Like just seeing how things grow over an amount of time, that's what really keeps me, you know, motivated, like that consistency or just being able to control, all right, well, I've been chilling, letting this play off. Now it's time to go hard and really increase it and actually see those numbers go up. So that's what I like to watch happen.
I mean, speaking of numbers, have you ever slowed up? Was there a year? Was there like a year? It was a bad year.
I mean, for sure, nah. Because to see you again, like crazy. See you again, is always like one of the most viewed or streamed songs ever. Like every year, so you know it keeps me in the game.
You ever think about doing? I don't know, doing a song for the a track for the fighters.
Yeah.
For the show, you know what I mean? For
the
corporation.
Yeah, I do. I have a theme song for the PFL.
Yeah.
It turned out actually pretty fucking dope. They sent me like some notes, what they wanted me to talk about, how they wanted me to do it, and I got with my guys. So I've had them make the beat like based around how they wanted it, and we were able to fuse the two together, and it came out really dope, man. It came out fire. I got some musicians on there. That I really fuck with, who probably wouldn't have had an opportunity like that.
Yeah.
So, like, it was good for everybody, man.
That's it.
Oh,
right,
you got it?
Wow.
Oh, they're ready to fight. Oh.
That's the homie right there.
She's hard.
You gotta kick ass on this. Why you got number one after Naganda?
He's probably gonna come over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talking to him. Jake Paul's with us too.
He good. Oh, right hand. Hit the body right after that.
Yeah, Francis could come over and win that belt. Come on over, Francis. We want you, my boy.
Oh, look at her. That's a violent woman.
Who, Clarissa?
Yeah.
True.
Kayla's tough, too.
Yeah, Kayla's hard.
Mm-hmm. And you change it up every now and then, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it depends on, like, I always hear different things. I don't do music just as a rapper. I approach it like a production. So there's certain things that I might hear in a beat that I might not be the best at doing, but I'll just sing it or make it happen, and we'll put it together and put the pieces, you know, make it sound right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's nothing I don't hear.
Who's the producers in the camp now? Is it the same or?
Yeah, it's the same. Sledron, okay. Edan, Germ. Ricky, I mess with my partner Quad, TM. I got a lot of TM beats on this new album. Lito, Wally.
Anyone pass the joint or something, man? Hello? Somebody have the joint, right? Fuck you doing?
I heard that name like a few times in this interview, Jake Paul. Is there a rumor you gotta fight him?
I mean, no way.
No? Oh, he admitted.
But I was at the fight in Saudi Arabia.
It's going to be an exhibition, you're going to fuck him up.
No, I said I was just at a fight where he was fighting in Saudi Arabia.
No, there's a rumor that you're going to fight him.
I'm not fighting nobody.
I did
nobody.
See that. You not fighting?
No, I'm just chilling with you.
Yeah. Fuck all right, so it. No more rumors.
All that, speaking of celebrity fighting, you see all that shit going on. You're not gonna get involved in some stupid shit like that.
I saw
Blueface out there fighting niggas and shit.
Blueface know how to fight a little.
Yeah, he do. He
know how to fight a little.
Some rumbles.
That blew my mind. I didn't think he knew how to fight.
He's looking like that. Composed like out that. There.
Composed, right?
Uh huh.
That blew my mind. He don't look like a composed guy like that. He look like
look at him working out with a chain on. Come on, man.
Those aren't easy.
Isn't it crazy how, I guess, over the years, rappers are catching up with the health issues. We used to work out for, like, years ago, but now everybody's starting to catch up now.
It's time I like to look, that.
Yeah. It's the ego.
Everybody's working out now.
Everybody wants to go. That's my mushrooms.
Oh, the shrooms, yeah. When you yawn, that's when they're starting to work, yo. My eyes get watery. I yawn and my eyes water, and I'm like, fuck.
Sometimes I do shrooms, I start crying and shit.
Yeah. It's just the shrooms. The shrooms are
just
your eyes are watering. Yeah. But no, I like that people are more into to fitness, man. Like, it's cool to see people challenging themselves or, you know, setting goals or wanting to, you know, do better.
And killing themselves by accident, by running too much, busting their hearts. I've seen that a couple times.
For real? Yeah, nah, man. You got to do it the right way. See, I smoke weed and I don't use any supplements that are, you know what I'm saying? I don't use none of that shit. I'm just going to, you know, straight to the gym, working out, drinking water, and eating hella. But, you know, there is a difference between it being a lifestyle and you just trying to, like, you know, do it because everybody else is doing it. And you definitely see the difference sometimes because you'll see fools check in and check out. But it's cool. At least you're trying. You know, you're always welcome. You know what I'm saying? And when you want to come back, we'll see you next time.
When am I going to see you and him? Like,
train?
Yeah, train, spar.
That'd be fun. I would love to
learn. Can we see that?
What?
You can teach me some shit.
Well, as long as you don't kick me, I can
shit. I ain't kicking shit.
I'm fucking with you.
As long as you don't fucking bite me, I'm cool.
You must be crazy
I'm
responsive.
A professional. Huh? What happened?
Imagine getting punched by Mike in your chest.
God. Bro, that shit would hurt so bad. I've seen the way this nigga turns, and then I've seen him, like, do it on accident and still be going, like, 30%, but it's still fast as fuck. Like, it's crazy, bro. The speed and the strength.
I'm just happy to be able to do anything.
Yeah, this dude is solid. Like, when you spot him up and when you give him a hug, he's fucking solid, bro. He's not like a soft, mushy old man. Like, it's not what we dealing with here, bro.
I wish my kids could have stayed in for this interview. How do you feel having that effect on kids all around the world?
It's cool, yo. I love kids. Honestly, I feel like if I didn't do music, I would be, like, working with kids. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, some type of, like, guidance counselor or, like, just a cool dude. Like, a positive influence on kids who need that shit. Whatever the amount of people is, if it's a large amount or even if it's just a small group, I would try to affect whoever I was around as much as possible because I love kids. I love teens. I love, you know, molding and shaping minds and just helping them, you know, just empowering them and, you know, being curious about their opinion and shit like 100%. That and how they feel and what they would do about certain things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the kid's voice, man. I love that shit. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a cool thing. And then being a dad, too, is like, it could go either way.
How old is your baby?
My son is 10.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, yep. He just turned 10 in February. And it could go either way. Like, they could be like, your dad fucking sucks. You know what I mean? But they're like, yo, your dad is the GOAT. Like, that's cool as hell that that's your pop. So it's good that he gets the benefit off of the positive work that I've been able to do as well. I love that shit.
My son is like a rock star in this school.
That's hard. That's how it should be, man.
You pass the stage of proving yourself with your music to, like, certain weird people that... Do you care about what people think anymore? Like, to try to...
What did you say just now?
Surpass. Huh?
Surpass what?
No, does he care anymore?
Yeah, that? I still care.
Oh, you still care?
Yeah, I care what people think. My main thing is I just want to show growth. Okay. I don't want to get comfortable and just, you know, rely on the hits and things like that. My main goal is just to contribute when it comes to music. And it's not to do anything but top myself or impress myself. So if I think I could do better or if I want it to be my best, I think that people will benefit from that as well. And that's all I really try to do is just give my best and go my hardest and give my best ideas and be as creative as possible. And that's my contribution. So I'm always going to be motivated to do that. And I'm always going to want to, you know, just do it the right way and kind of just, you know, build off of what I already created. Yeah, yep.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, Mike, man, you got to spar. I got to see this, man. Please. Can we do it tomorrow?
Mike don't want to hit me. It's not even that I don't want to do it. He doesn't want to hit me.
I got to get in my shorts and show my legs and all that shit.
It's crazy. He just want to chill, smoke a joint. And you want us to put the gloves on.
We got
to
be like, ugh, ugh. You know what I'm saying?
My kids will attack me.
It's crazy.
Holy shit. Does Wiz Khalifa see where music will be at in the next 5 years? Where can you tell us? You know?
It's hard to judge because on one end, you got like the sped up TikToks and the 45 second songs. And that stuff is winning. Like, that's the type of stuff that my son listens to. And I can see why it's popular and why people catch on to it. And I love the trends. I see the trends happen. I'm like, oh, man, this is about to be heat right here.
I don't know shit that's going on out there.
Oh, man, the trends are crazy, bro. It's wild. And then on the other hand, too, you got people who don't really know or aren't fully educated about music. So there's still so much for them to learn. And when they do start to fully educate themselves about the music, the songs will get better, the writing will get better, the concepts will...
No more signing to record labels, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, people are going to be...
No more slave contracts.
Yeah, I mean, either that or you just get paid upfront a hell of money by some big-ass company who just takes your shit and runs with it. But whatever it is, you know, the game is changing and it's moving in different directions, you know. There's like the fast food, the quick shit, and then there's the there's real
timeless shit.
Yeah, timeless music that's being made. So you know, I love both ends. I'm more on the timeless side because I'm older, and it just doesn't make sense to try to exist in that 45 second bracket when I've worked so hard to get to where I'm at. But I enjoy watching the people blow up and have careers and go on tour and create fans and create, careers for other people as well. So it's cool as hell. Yep.
I mean, and you also got to understand, you gave birth to a lot of these new artists too, man. Indirectly.
A few of them.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
I love it.
Yeah. It's fucking intense, man.
I got some goodies to,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Do we have a lot now, you said? Oh, good.
Oh, my God, they showed out.
It's heavy. The heavy bag.
Oh. I mean, this is a perfect person to give those gloves to.
These are heavy.
What size are these? Sparring gloves. Look at these. You got fucking ear binds.
Yep.
You got the mic bikes.
These are nice.
You got my shirt you can work out in.
Oh, that's hard. I'm definitely wearing that.
Tyson video game shirt.
It's just a whole bunch of crazy shit in here.
I think y'all won with the bag.
Yeah, man. I hope so, man. You kick. Oh, got the weed and stuff going on in here.
Michael's.
Yeah, and this is the first person to receive the Tyson Pro Glove.
These will be getting used.
You should, really.
In a gym near you.
Tell me what you think.
On a chin near you. All right. These are hard.
Thank you.
They got the tat on them. These are really cool.
Thank you, brother.
Can you sign them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get some shit, guys.
I'm gonna be the man when I'm in the gym.
You got the white. You got
these
the
signed, bitch.
Oh, right here.
Oh, yeah, you got my props with the autograph.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Hell yeah. We get both of them joint signed. Might have to sell one.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah, we got them taking a pic. Good look, bro. You the man, bro.
You can put it in your bag. We want to get it. Like,
signed mitts, baby.
They're gonna be cool because those are my gloves.
Oh, even better.
You got the first signing. So what's up with you? What you been doing? Been traveling?
Yeah, I've been busy as hell.
Me too.
Busy as fuck.
I was in 5 cities in 3 days.
Which ones?
Who I was in Atlantic City.
Yep.
I was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I was in, what's that other thing? I was in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Orlando. In California.
Damn.
Wow.
But in 3 days.
Damn. So you promoting the weed?
No, I'm picking up cash here and there.
That's good, Mike. It's crazy.
It's a bag everywhere.
Yeah,
dude,
okay.
Bag here, bag there.
Jesus Christ.
You know, sometimes when I'm high, right, and I'm doing those pictures, taking pictures with people in there in the line, and it's like 1,000 people, and my mind's like, God damn, what is this? I'm at some state fair, shaking these bums' hands. But then when I really come to the reality of it, it's a multi-billion-dollar company, and all these guys are tech geeks.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, for real. And they'd be happy as hell to meet you, too.
But they look like those state fair guys, you know, creepy, geeky people.
For real.
They're beautiful, man. They're beautiful. Smart as a motherfucker. It's brains out of their ass.
You know, Mike is like the smartest guy I ever met in my life, too.
Oh, you're so full of shit, man.
Really, dead ass. Like, he be kicking some shit that mind-boggling.
Mike knows everybody.
What's the purpose of knowledge if you can't share it?
Yep.
And then to top it off, man, the fashion world, man, I mean, me and Mike, we trying to keep up. What's new, man? You always got the new trend.
No, but I was thinking that you had a clothing line.
Yeah.
I do Taylor Gang merch.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some other shit that I've been working on that it hasn't officially come out yet, but y'all pretty much see what it is, though.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? If I'm wearing something, it's for a reason. So either I'm wearing my own shit or I have something to do with it. Yeah. So I've been at a few shows, did a campaign that's going to come out pretty soon. And yeah.
Is there going to be some Wiz gloves that I could purchase immediately?
I don't know if I'm doing my own line. You know what I mean?
Bro, you could do your own line for your company, man.
Yeah. I usually put all...
I usually put
all my energy into the Taylor Gang shit. And this other deal that I'm talking about is something separate.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I don't really want to design, like...
Just think, 30 years ago, a rapper couldn't have these opportunities.
Yeah. Nah, it's different. Yeah, it's totally different.
Rappers are the new entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we're their billboards. And I actually have a relationship with these people, you know what I'm saying? It's somebody who's cool, and it's somebody who actually fits, you know, what I have going on for every occasion, so it's not me switching up to be a part of anything. So it's, you know, it's based off my lifestyle, for real.
You do have, you know, come across with a cool lifestyle.
Thank you, man. I'd be chilling, bro.
Come across. Just
smoking weed, skating, in the pool.
Enjoying life.
Writing raps, chilling with the little homies.
All day.
All day, bro. That's all I care about, yo.
I'm like so high right now. It's fucking crazy.
You didn't even smoke.
Nah,
oh,
I took
it's the gummy.
Oh, man.
Tripping. Oh, man. Like,
how many milligrams are those?
Hey, I have the slice. 10?
10?
I didn't even eat yet.
That's not bad.
I haven't eaten nothing.
You ate the damn gummy. It's only 10 milligrams, bro.
I'm just human vagina, man.
Have to go to a dinner meeting today. I'm high, giraffe pussy.
That's the best way to enter dinner. Walk in faded.
Laughing at people.
You know what you need to do? You need to get your gin in here.
When, right now?
You got it now?
Oh, no, I'm good.
You
want some?
I mean, it's your gin.
Yeah, but...
In the Queens, you got something,
right? In Queens, New York, you got something in New York?
Oh, no, my gin is called McQueen. It's called McQueen and the Violet Fog. We just dropped a new flavor
of
it, too.
What's this mean?
It means you're out of here. Once you go, then you go, you know?
And you're drunk?
He got me fucked up a few times with that gin. Why gin, though? There's so many other, like... I mean, your clique is famous
gin.
For that shit.
He wants gin.
Yeah, gin is a smooth, you know what I mean?
Your clique is famous for gin. Like, everybody else is Hennessy, Tupac, West Coast.
Gin and juice,
gin
baby.
Is
niggas be on that tequila now. Ooh, I can't drink that shit. I like gin. If I drink, gin. It's smooth. It
when I drunk, I used to be miserable.
Yeah, drinking is bad.
Yeah.
That's why he was like, you want some gin? I'm like, nah, man, what the hell? We was smoking weed, eating ears, man. Come on.
You got me fucked up.
I stopped the liquor shit.
That's good, bro. That's the best way to be. alcohol free.
I don't know. I don't really drink like that, but I wouldn't mind a shot.
Yeah. Shot of what?
It's gin.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
you have some here?
Give him one.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I love you, brother, for taking chances.
Oh, my God.
Now you come with, you're dealing with the reality of it all, aren't you?
Yeah, you fucker. I might as well just finish myself off.
Yeah, I agree.
You figured out when your project is dropping? Which quarter?
I don't have a date for it yet.
Okay.
No date.
I'm loving the leaks. Fans love the leaks, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody says.
Lazy, I put out a video like
2 weeks ago. The video is not even streaming. The song's not streaming.
Nigga rapping.
It's not streaming. It's not going to be on the album. And this shit got like 1.5 million views.
Wow.
I was like, what the hell?
Oh, shit. Here it goes.
Oh, there it is. The McQueen.
Here it goes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to see it. Come on. Come on, who kid. Who?
It's gonna open, the whole bottle's just gonna explode.
No, it's not, is it?
No. He said, no, it's not.
Oh, who kid? Who kid? Are you a lightweight drunk or what?
No, I'm not a drunk. I just wanna drink with my boy.
But lightweight,
I'm
drunk.
Not drinking it.
Oh.
What? Nah, bro.
We're gonna drink before my boy.
Yeah, drink for your boy. You know what I'm saying? I just did hot yoga
vapes,
today.
Right?
I'm not trying to ruin that.
I think I got Tyson vapes, 2.0
you know
vapes.
I can't counter the hot yoga with the...
The vapes?
With the hot gin.
Are you serious?
This man's crazy.
Show me them.
You know what wrong with a little shot?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, I had the square,
especially
mate.
When it's my shit.
Yeah.
Smoothie.
Nah, but what I was saying was we just dropped a new one.
Oh, a little square one. Look, had my face on it.
But it's not like... It's mild, the flavoring.
Okay.
What is it, like strawberry or something?
It's red berries and hibiscus, so it's like it tastes a little rosy.
Mm.
You know?
It is, yo, it is smooth, mate.
Hey, really?
You never had McQueen before?
When I'm with you,
I haven't drinking anything in 5 years.
Don't do it. Don't even get close to it. Here, get this.
Get this out of here.
Yeah, we put it right here.
I don't want to go that route no more.
Hell no.
Hey, brother, with. Right. How many millions of people we have? Well, we have many tens of millions of people here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let them know where they can get in touch with you, how they can reach you, because they love you.
Yeah. Hit me up on all my socials. Everything's Wiz Khalifa. Facebook, Wiz Khalifa. Instagram, Wiz Khalifa. TikTok, Wiz Khalifa. Twitter, Wiz Khalifa. YouTube, Wiz Khalifa. And, that's the best way to holler at me.
Right,
I'm
cool.
On Twitter. I'm on Twitter the majority of the time. Oh, my Discord, too. The Wiz Khalifa Discord or the Wizcord. But, yeah, I'm on Twitter the majority of the time because that's where I could, like, really respond to my fans and, like, keep them up to date on everything the most. So definitely follow my Twitter.
Okay, that's cool. Right? Everybody's happy? Good. This is the end of another episode of Hot Boxing. I'm Mike Tyson.
I'm Who Kid.
And Brother Wiz Khalifa, thank you again.
No, thank you guys for having me, man. I had a great time.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
We're out.
McQueen.